former NHLer, now analyst for MSG Radio, Dave Maloney. Join us. Dave, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing very well, Dave. You know, this series, I guess we'll start in goal. Obviously, Henrik Lundqvist is the backbone of that New York team. I find it interesting when people are breaking down this series. Like, I think Lundqvist is very good and probably the best goalie right now. Are you surprised at how some people are making the gap seem like Jonathan Quick's Roman Turek almost?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at Quick's numbers, maybe you can make a case. I know he got off to a little bit of a rough start against San Jose, but simply put, any goaltender that goes in and wins Game 7 in San Jose, Game 7 in Anaheim, Game 7 in Chicago is a guy that can play a little bit. And, you know, of course, he has a Stanley Cup belt. Ray on his repertoire, and I just think his, you know, when you look at the difference in the two, perhaps Henrik's style is a little more subdued. Jonathan Quick's a little more acrobatic, and maybe there's a little margin for error difference there. But really, when it comes down to the goaltending in this series, despite what the numbers say, or maybe make that, you know, the case that there's not a big difference. This guy, both of them are good players. Both of them have been international stars. So the matchup and goal, although I think most would favor the Rangers, I certainly don't think the distance is very far.
Dave, when I look at this series, I give Lundqvist the nod, as a lot of people do. No surprise there. I also like New York's defensive personnel and the way that they play better than the Kings. Not that they're chopped liver over there, but how about the defenses of both these clubs? How do they stack up in your mind?
Well, I think that is the one area of the ice where you can make a clear case that the Rangers do have an advantage. And it's a combination of Lundqvist and it's the personnel and it's the style that the Rangers play. I thought that of the four teams that were vying to get to the finals, the Rangers were the best team in their own end of the ice. They're a team that has a little bit of savvy back there, have some experience back there, and are better than they're really noted for. Ryan McDonagh, although there's some rumblings that he's in the Calder Cup, James Norris running. I don't think he's there yet. I think if he continues to improve, he'll be a legitimate candidate. Dan Girardi's as solid as they come. Mark Stahl, Kevin Kline, a solid addition. So I think personnel-wise and style-wise, that area of the ice, to me, is going to be crucial for the Rangers, and I do think they are very comfortable who they are on their own end of the ice. And that's ability to defend and then to make that play to get out of dodge and get up ice. So I would agree with you. I've talked to about 30 guys. You're the first guy that brought that point up, and I would agree with you 100%.
Dave, Ryan McDonagh, we don't get to see him a lot out west, but when we do, man, he's a heck of a player. What does he do best? What should we be watching when we check the Rangers out tonight?
Well, I think the key to his game, there's two. Well, obviously, the physical attributes, he's a tremendous athlete, he's a powerful skater. But his thought process is probably the key difference. And so when you watch him play, he's rarely out of position. You know, there used to be an old thing that, you know, you give yourself a chance, so you're getting in the right position to make the right play. So if you get there, you're going to have a better chance, and he certainly can get there. So I think that's really, he's a guy from a hockey standpoint, you know, he's not going to be the eye candy or the high wire act that perhaps Subban and Carlson and that genre of defenseman. But if you know what you're watching and you watch him, you go, boy, that guy's a good player. He's really a good player.
Dave, while I give the Rangers the edge on the back end and in goal, when I look at the size, combination of size and skill of the Kings up front and the way they've been relentless in pursuing the puck in the playoffs, I give L.A. The edge there. How do the Rangers mitigate that and at least break even in that battle up front?
Well, the real key area is down the middle. And I think, when the season started, I was of the kind of opinion that the Rangers were probably a legitimate playoff team. But when you get to the elite teams, I don't think they match up very well down the middle. And that's a pretty important area of the ice. And you know what? You make a pretty strong case that this L.A. team is as good as there is in the league with Mike Richards as your fourth line center ice. So that's pretty strong down the middle.
Yeah.
So I think the, you know, that is, that's the obvious. And they have 12 guys. I mean, you bring in Gabrick into this mix now. This is a team. And then the two kids, Toffoli and Pearson. This is a team that under Daryl Sutter has always been, you know, an honest, hardworking, force you to compete opponent. Now you've got a team that could score also. And it's a, listen, it's a daunting opponent for a Ranger team, and particularly when you start looking in the middle of the ice. That being said, I do think that the key to the Rangers team is going to be their quickness, their puck possession, and really how smart they can play. Now, if they can be smarter, you know, and that's execution, being in the right position, you know, that's the way they're going to have to play, because I don't think they're going to physically overwhelm this L.A. team, and there are very few teams in the league that really would have a chance if you're just going to try and out-muscle them.
Dave, yesterday we were talking to Jim Fox, and he said that he thinks the Rangers have the best system of any team. They play the best system. Alain Vigneault's got them to buy in. You see them all the time. Is that the case, and will they play different against the bigger Kings team than they did against the Habs?
Yeah. First, to answer the back part, no, I don't think they're any different, because I really don't think they can play any other way. And that's, they've been very comfortable. That's the impressive thing about Alain Vigneault from day one. He had an idea how he wanted his team to play, and he's got his personnel now playing that way, and it is, it's a possession, speed, you know, it is. It really is that type of game, and you talk there. So if you analyze any team season, I think you give them the first 15 games to try and figure out who they are, 20 games who they are, and if you can get a team that's comfortable in their own skin and believes that, okay, but this personnel, this staff, this is how we're going to play, that's been the Rangers' story. It was a rocky start, a rough start. It probably wasn't through till Christmas time. They won back-to-back games at the end of a homestand in Christmas, believe it or not, against Toronto and Minnesota. And then came out of the Christmas break on a trip down south and beat Chicago. And from there on in, this team, right into the Olympic break, was a really good hockey team. A couple things happened in March. You get St. Louis, throw that angle in, and a couple injuries, and then there was a question of the playoffs. But they certainly come to be a team that's very, very comfortable on who they are.
Dave, one thing that strikes me, and it's a wild card, so I don't know how you quantify it, but you touched on Alain Vigneault. To me, the style is so overwhelmingly different from John Tortorella that he's got a group of guys who want to play for him. And B, this is a club, due to some personal tragedy, your regular teammate camaraderie aside, that I feel is kind of galvanized and really playing for the next guy. How much does that play into things?
Oh, there's no question. If you'd seen this team play the fourth game at home against Pittsburgh, Rick Nash basically got booed off the ice and marginally touched in St. Louis, you think they're done. And, you know, there are a number of really good human interest stories, of course, top with the St. Louis situation and Dominic Moore. And there's no question that so the team flies into Pittsburgh for game five. The plane lands, and Marty St. Louis gets the message that his mother unexpectedly passed away. They sat on the plane. St. Louis, the club flies him back home, flies him to Montreal, and now game five is the next day, of course, and nobody's really sure where, and he shows up to the game. And from there on in, you couldn't write a script to how it plays out. He scores on Mother's Day. Now he advanced to Montreal, and the services are on the off day in Montreal. The team attends. I think you honestly could not script it any better from that standpoint. And just very quickly to address John Tortorella, I don't think he should be given credit. This story is part of Tortorella also. The bulk of this team, there you go, Lundqvist, McDonough, Girardi, Staal, Stepan, Hagelin, Kreider, all learned from Tortorella, you have to compete. You have to find a way to get it done. And, of course, John Stile has a shorter life shelf life than perhaps Alain Vigneault.
Yeah.
But there's no question that at the formative time of their careers, these young guys were forced to compete, and that was John Tortorella. So he deserves a little bit of recognition for this success also.
If the Rangers are going to win the series, what do they have to do?
Well, you know, the really first point is to very simply, Henrik has to be Henrik plus. And I think if they can manage their own end of the ice, there's just so many things that is, and they're going to be in their own end of the ice. Listen, this LA team is going to come hard. They're going to come big and fast and skilled. So if they can manage their own end of the ice, and make that play where they have a chance to get up ice and get out of dodge with some poise, I think they'll have a better chance. You know, obviously, emotionally, I'm very, very vested in this Ranger team. It's a great story. They're a good group of guys, a good coaching staff, but it is a daunting task. But I think if they take care of their own end, they're going to have a chance.
Dave, enjoy the series. Should be a good one. I'm taking the Kings. Brownlee's taking the Rangers, so we'll see who's right. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, I'm just happy to be along for the ride. I appreciate the call, guys. Thanks.